Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, as the House gets set to likely consider impeachment articles against President Trump, the president plans to hit the road and take one final lap, I guess, as president. Joining us right now from Washington, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Really interesting dichotomy here is the House is working on ways to eject the president early, although we're just a matter of days now until the inauguration. What's this week starting to look like now?
Well, they're trying to move forward in the sense of business as usual. The White House tells us they're planning a full week of events where the president's record will be highlighted. He's traveling to Texas tomorrow to tour the border there and talk about security and building his wall. And they're also going to focus on foreign policy and the economy and the COVID-19 pandemic. But it's going to be a big challenge to try and spend this last full week of the Trump presidency focusing on what they say are his accomplishments, while House Democrats are moving very quickly toward a second impeachment.
Well, absolutely. This idea of highlighting accomplishments, this probably should have been happening weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and he's been really quiet over the past couple of weeks. You know, you look quiet, I say, in terms of public appearances. Mm-hmm. He's been very active, of course, on social media. But since the election, the president has really kept a very quiet schedule. We haven't seen him all that much, very few public appearances. And the events that he has done have been focused on what he claims falsely is a rigged election, and the election was stolen from him. We haven't seen him come out and talk about the COVID pandemic. We haven't seen him, talk about other big policy issues. Instead, it's been almost singularly focused on his election grievances. So in this final full week of his presidency, they're trying to do, you know, the recap tour of highlighting different events and trying to put what they say are his accomplishments on display. But again, I think it's just going to be very hard to cut through with so much swirling in Washington.
It's been a very long time since the president has taken any questions from reporters. Do you think that in the next week and a half, we'll see that happen?
I can't make any predictions. I would be
right.
surprised just because he hasn't done that. He hasn't done anything at the helicopter. He hasn't done anything in the Oval Office. And, you know, there was a lot of talk over the weekend about the president being silenced because of his Twitter account being shut off, Twitter banning him from the platform. But, you know, the president at any moment could walk into the briefing room with cameras there, the lights on, microphone in front of him, and say whatever he wants. He has incredible means to get a message out to the public. We'll see if he uses that this week.
Yeah, he may or he may not, especially as things begin to heat up in the House with these impeachment proceedings.
And Democrats are moving really quickly toward a possible second impeachment. Nancy Pelosi last night said that Democrats are going to move to pass a measure today that calls on the vice president to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove the president from office. And they're giving him an ultimatum of 24 hours. If Pence doesn't act, Pelosi says Democrats will move forward on an impeachment resolution.
That's interesting. And by the way, the impeachment doesn't have to happen while Donald Trump is still in office. He could still be impeached after his term expires, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could be. And, you know, the earliest it could happen in the Senate would be January 19th, just the timeline that we're looking at right now. But they could wait to send an article of impeachment to the Senate. You know, we saw that happen last year. I guess it was the end of 2019.
That's right.
Where they held it for a few weeks. But, you know, there was talk yesterday from some top Democrats that they could wait maybe months, not just weeks, but months until after Joe Biden's first 100 days, because there is a concern that they want to give Biden space to move forward on his agenda items, the top priorities that he wants to do. And they also have to approve the cabinet, of course. So there's a lot on the to-do list for the Senate, and House Democrats are worried, you know, how do you balance this need to hold the president accountable with allowing Joe Biden the ability to get started and hit the ground running.
Going to be a very interesting week, no doubt about it. Karen, appreciate you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.